Welcome back to Faith in the Fire, Lessons from the Wilderness. I'm your host, James McGinnis, and today we're going to talk about one of the most frustrating yet faith-building parts of the wilderness journey, the delay. Have you ever found yourself asking, God, why is this taking so long? Why haven't the doors opened yet? Why hasn't the healing come? Why does it feel like God is late? Today's episode is titled, The Purpose of Delay. Why you're not there yet. Go grab your coffee, your Celsius, whatever you drink. Grab your Bible, and let's walk through this wilderness together. You see, delay is not denial. There's a lie the enemy whispers in seasons of waiting. If it hasn't happened yet, it's not going to. But that's not what Scripture says. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3 says, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry." To us, it tarries. It takes time. It's too late. But to God, it's right on schedule. It doesn't mean your calling is canceled. It means God is preparing something in you or something around you. Let's take a look at Moses. He knew from a young age that he was called to deliver his people. But after killing the Egyptian, he fled and spent 40 years in the wilderness. Why the delay? Because God was preparing his character, not just his calling. He was nowhere near ready at that young age to be able to walk in and stand before Pharaoh with confidence and boldness and with a complete just stand of faith to stand before Pharaoh and say, "Let my people go." No, I wasn't ready for that. God was preparing his character, not just his calling. It took a long time to get that character ready, 40 years. He had the fire, but not yet the humility. He had boldness, but not the wisdom. You see, your delay may not be punishment, as you might think. Because sometimes we question, why, God, why? Why am I waiting? Why is it taking so long? I've been praying for this for years and years, and look at everybody else around me, and it might be protection. Maybe you're not ready for that which you are praying for. God doesn't just want to take you to the promise. He wants to make sure that you're ready to live in the promise. So as I sit here and think, yes, I have to sit back and I have to reflect and go back and think of a time in my own life when I thought things were going so well, ministry was going well, there was plans, there was opportunities for growth, and all of a sudden, everything stopped. And it's like, God took it away from me. See, this is a different type of delay. I jumped ahead and was there, but I wasn't ready for it. And God removed me. The doors closed, and, God moved me to a place where I had to go work a second job, and It was something I needed to build my character and build my faithfulness and to build a strength inside of me and change my heart to understand what he had already given to me and to be thankful and grateful. Over time, while I was asking the question, what did I do wrong, God? What did I do wrong? Why me? I was so happy there as a media director. I realized that it wasn't punishment, but protection. Protection from getting hurt, from hurting my family, and from hurting those around me. God is good. He was growing me deeper, grounding my identity, and teaching me to trust him when nothing made sense. Working so much, so many hours away from home with young children made no sense, and it was very difficult, but God knew what he was doing. Here's what I've learned in the wilderness. God is never early, but he's never late. Often, the greater the calling on someone's life, the longer the preparation. I look back at many of the singers and musicians that I followed when I was younger. I can think of two or three of them that became Christians. They were already just involved and so powerful and great artists and great leaders. And they took many, many, many years to prepare, to get to know God, to know his word, to spend time in prayer before they went out into ministry. And the two examples I'm thinking of were involved in ministry for well over 30 to 40 years. It was like amazing just what God had done for them. But I also think about David, how he had to wait for so many years after being anointed king. He had to go through a lot of things where I'm sure he wasn't happy with it, but he was a man after God's own heart, and he thought more about doing God's will than his own. I thought about Paul. Remember the road to Damascus? And he was blinded. And he went in the city. And then he had his sight restored. The Lord used Ananias for that. And he stayed away, hidden for many, many years, to pray, to get to know the word, to get to know God before he went out into ministry. There's example after example after example of what waiting looks like and how important it is. If you feel delayed, you're in good company. The delay is where you learn to trust God more than the outcome, to obey without proof, to walk by faith and not by sight. It is impossible to please God without faith, in Hebrews 11. And that's where your roots grow deep. So let's take a little, time here and do some reflection. I'm going to put a few questions here, and you can pause to do journaling or meditation, but just a few questions I wanted to really throw at you. I think they're really strong and will just make you really think and dig into your heart. Number one, what are you waiting on right now? When you're looking at everything that was just discussed, what are you waiting on? 2, how have you seen God use a past delay for your good? And what is He teaching you in this current season? Those are good questions. So you can pause the episode right here. Take a few moments to reflect. Answer those questions, jot them down if you choose to. If not, you can continue right on. And I just want to thank you for listening. So I want to leave you with this truth. God is not done. If you're still in the wilderness, then you're still in the process. You see, we are works in progress. We're involved in the process. There's a process. To get to an end product, it requires processing. See, even a computer, even AI, they have to process information to get the end result, right? And His process always leads to purpose. Don't rush what God is growing. The delay is painful, but not pointless. It's forming you, preparing you, and anchoring you for what's ahead. So today, hold on. Keep trusting. Keep walking. Because what God promised will come to pass. Let's pray. God, we thank You that even in the delays, You're still working. We confess our impatience, our fears, frustrations, just our doubts. And God, today we choose to trust in You, God. We choose to believe that the delays are part of the design of our great Creator. Help us to grow. As You are the potter, we are the clay. Strengthen our faith in the fire. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love to hear from you. Please leave a comment, send a message, or share this with someone else walking through delay or someone you think this might benefit. And don't forget, your wilderness won't last forever. God is faithful. Join me next time on Faith in the Fire, Lessons from the Wilderness.